Thanks, Dave and Bo. The star of the game for the Eagles on Sunday was wide receiver Jerry Macklin, who had a dozen receptions for 187 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. Through 7 games this year, Macklin is among the league leaders in both receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. Even though he's only a year removed from ACL surgery, head coach Chip Kelly is not surprised by Macklin's output.
I was so disappointed for Jeremy a year ago when he got hurt, because I thought in terms of what we do, what a real outstanding player he could be in the system, and we're starting to continue to see that. But I think he's a difficult one-on-one matchup. He's got good size, he's got good speed. He played again. He was open early in that game before Patrick got hurt. You know, I think he can stretch it from a vertical standpoint, but he can also run after the catch. You know, I think he proved that not only early here in his career, but he proved that in college. You know, you used him a little bit as a punt returner, had a good punt return for us. So, we're just starting to get to know him a little bit better than some of the other guys that have been here for a year. So,
Macklin provided the touchdowns for the Eagles, but was there one that should have been credited to them? Running back Chris Polk came oh so close on a second down run late in the fourth quarter. He was stopped just short of the goal line, and the Eagles eventually kicked a field goal. Kelly discussed the decision not to review Polk's spot, as well as whether or not he had wished he had went for the touchdown.
It's got to be conclusive, and I think that's the biggest situation that we're looking for, you know, in terms of are you going to use your timeout in that situation or use your challenge in that situation. And it's very difficult. And I also know in this league, as it's been explained to us, spots aren't very much aren't overturned very much. So
Tuesday is the NFL's trade deadline, and the Eagles were linked to a number of reports over the weekend. Will the Eagles make a move? Don't count on it.
No, I'm not looking into the report. No, we're not looking into safety. So. I mean, if someone calls us and says they want to give us their safety, then we would take a safety. But, I mean, I think the whole trade deadline in the National Football League, and I said it this morning, is a little bit overblown. I think there was one trade in the entire league last year, and we traded Soap to the Patriots and swapped draft picks. So,
believe it or not, there was an Eagles record set on Sunday as quarterback Nick Foles completed 36 passes in the loss to the Cardinals. He had some amazing throws, including a 50-yard strike to Riley Cooper and the long touchdown to Jerry Macklin. He also, on the other hand, did throw 2 interceptions. When discussing Foles' performance, Kelly is more than happy to point to Foles' record on the season.
I think Nick's, what's our record now, 5-2? Nick's 5-2, in my opinion, so I think you rate your quarterback on terms of how you're winning, how you're losing, and in both games that we've lost, we've had a chance to win the game on the offensive side of the ball. We just didn't execute in those situations. So,
there's plenty more to discuss regarding Sunday's game against the Cardinals, so that's going to do it for the 360 update here presented by Sports Authority. I'm now going to send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.